In January 2016, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told NBC's Meet the Press that he was preparing a big, beautiful tax return to make public before the November election. However, Trump has yet to disclose his taxes, and in May, he was quoted saying that such documents would likely never be released, as there's nothing to learn from them. So, is there any merit to this? Why are presidential candidates expected to release their tax returns? Well, a federal income tax return is, in many ways, a snapshot of a person's socioeconomic profile. The document shows the owner's income, charitable donations, business ventures, and, of course, how much money they've paid in taxes. Tax returns can also reveal offshore holdings or foreign bank accounts, which can be used for money laundering or tax evasion. Every U.S. citizen, including candidates for public office, have the right to keep their tax returns private. However, presidential and vice presidential candidates are strongly encouraged and even expected to publicly disclose those documents. This idea can be traced back to President Richard Nixon, who, while running as the vice presidential candidate in 1952, called for his opponents to release their financial information to gain the full faith of the American people. Ironically, Nixon refused to release his own tax returns until 1973, more than 20 years later. Nixon's impropriety during the infamous Watergate scandal led to the Ethics in Government Act in 1978. The act required all presidential candidates to publicly disclose their financial and employment history, but it did not include releasing federal tax returns.